Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting third, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting sixth, the catcher, Chris Krug. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the Philadelphia Phillies, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second, the center fielder, Cookie Rojas. Batting third, the right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh, the catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas bunts towards first. Banks fields the ball and throws to Ellsworth covering. Safe. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison takes first base on ball four. Rojas moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Callison moves to second. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas bunts towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellsworth moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks juggles the ball. That's an error on Banks. Taylor scores. Callison moves to second. One out. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Beckert. The throw from Triandos and he is out, Taylor applying the tag. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rojas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Callison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Santo moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jack Baldschun now pitching. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Santo scores. Banks moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Cubs. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Banks moves to third. Clemens moves to second. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krug hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Cubs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-2 in the game. Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Allen moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-2 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Wine hits a pop-up towards short. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ellsworth for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Stewart pinch hits for Jack Baldschun. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Wagner now pitching. Dick Stewart now playing first base. Frank Thomas now playing left field. Alex Johnson now playing center field. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Wagner covering, for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies won. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemens. Allen reaches second base with a double. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clemens hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Krug hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 3 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 3 in the game. Triandos is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wine hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.